You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 106, Matthew's Missing Generations. Today's challenge: Matthew's genealogy of Jesus omits some generations and thus is wrong. Today's defense: in Israelite genealogies, it was permitted to skip generations. Hebrew and Aramaic don't have terms for grandfather, great-grandfather, grandson, great-grandson, and so on. Any male ancestor was called a father, Hebrew Ab, Aramaic Ab or Abba. And any male descendant was called a son, Hebrew Ben, Aramaic Bar. Thus, prophesying the birth of Jesus, Gabriel tells Mary, "The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David," Luke 1:32. David lived a millennium before Jesus, yet he's called Jesus' father. Similarly, both Jesus and Joseph are called son of David, Matthew 1:20 and 9:27. This made it possible to skip generations in genealogies, whether they ran forward, Joram was the father of Uzziah, or backwards, Uzziah was the son of Joram. Richard Baucom notes that a family descended from one of the sons of David had at least an oral genealogy must be considered certain. This does not, of course, mean that it would be a complete genealogy. Oral genealogies, like many of those in the Old Testament, regularly omit generations, since their function is not to preserve the memory of every name in the list, but to link the family with an important ancestor who gives it its place in the community. Jude and the Relatives of Jesus in the Early Church, page 341. Matthew skips generations for literary purposes, grouping his genealogy in three sets of 14 generations, Matthew 1:17. The reason may be to stress Jesus' connection with David. In Hebrew and Aramaic, David, spelled Dalet Vav Dalet, adds up to 14. Dalet is 4, Vav is 6, and Dalet is 4. Matthew would have expected his readers to recognize that the generations he skips are recorded in the Old Testament. In Matthew 1:8, he says Joram was the father of Uzziah, also known as Azariah. But in 1 Chronicles 3:11 to 12, it shows three generations between the two. The missing names are Ahaziah, Joash, and Amaziah. These three figures were kings of Israel. Their stories are told between 2 Chronicles 22 and 25. When Matthew skips three Jewish kings in the line of David, well known to the audience from the Old Testament scriptures, he expects his readers to recognize the literary device he's using in the genealogy.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.